From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Greek citizens prepare to vote in a referendum tomorrow on proposed austerity demands from their country's creditors, who are setting tough conditions for extending further help to the debt-stricken nation. Greece's left-wing government is urging a no vote. Yale political science professor Stathis Kalifas is in Athens, and he says a no vote will not help.
If the no wins, then the Greek government is probably going to go to Brussels to negotiate, is going to probably face a refusal from its partners because of its tactics, which have destroyed any sense of trust.
Greek leaders say Eurozone officials are bluffing about removing Greece from Europe's single currency system. Syrian troops and Lebanon's Shiite militia Hezbollah are mounting a multi-pronged assault on the Syrian border city of Zabadani. NPR's Allison Mews reports that pro-Assad forces have cut off the main supply lines to the rebel-held city.
Plumes of smoke rise over Zabadani. Hezbollah's TV shows footage of the Shiite militia bombarding the city with heavy artillery. Syrian warplanes provide air cover, dropping dozens of barrel bombs in the past day. Zabadani is the last major rebel stronghold in the mountainous border region of Kalamoun. It once served as a supply line from Iran to its proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. A Hezbollah source tells NPR that the rebels are completely encircled after supply lines were cut from four directions. Hezbollah's TV reports that the operation came after ceasefire efforts failed. Halsim News, NPR News, Istanbul.
Labor troubles in Milwaukee, where hundreds of bus drivers and mechanics have ended a three-day walkout, and county bus service has resumed. But as Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, there is still tough talk as efforts continue to draft a new contract.
The local transit union called a 72-hour work stoppage to protest a stalemate in contract talks over the bus system's push to add part-time drivers. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley yesterday invited the workers to come back to the bargaining table, but said the county hasn't changed its latest contract offer that includes a small raise.
I've only got so much of not my money, your money, to work with.
Abley still doesn't want the dispute to go to an arbitrator, but transit union leaders are again calling for arbitration and say the union will do what it has to do in regards to another possible work stoppage. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Independence Day activities across the nation are in full swing, beginning on the federal holiday yesterday. This is the U.S. Air Force Academy Band at the Spirit of the American West concert at Mount Rushmore. There will be fireworks displays in communities and cities large and small today, including tonight in Washington, D.C. This is NPR News in Washington. At New York's Coney Island this morning, the 99-year-old 4th of July boardwalk tradition of Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest got underway. The women's contest is over.
Four, three, two, one, put down your hot dog!
And there it is, back to back for Mickey Sudo. 37 dogs to Sonia Thomas's 34. Sudo takes the pink belt here at Coney Island.
The men's competition coming up this hour. The Tour de France has opened, starting with a time trial in the Dutch city of Utrecht. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more on the 102nd edition of the three-week cycling race.
Italian Vincenzo Nibali, who won the Tour last year, is one of three favorites this year, along with Britain's Chris Froome, who won in 2013, and Spain's Alberto Contador. Contador won the Tour in both 2007 and 2009. There'll be threats to the top three riders, including Colombia's Nairo Quintana. Quintana finished second in 2013 and won the Giro d'Italia in 2014. At 26, American TJ Van Garderen is the most experienced of the Tour's younger riders. He finished fifth in the Tour in both 2012 and 14 and will be looking to establish himself as a real contender this year. The 21-stage race will take riders more than 2,000 miles through scenic French countryside, including several mountain stages in the Alps and Pyrenees. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
At Wimbledon, Roger Federer has defeated Sam Groth. He is bidding now for an eighth title at the All England Club. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.